You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
They're coming on to talk about their new album as they're part of the band Hail Meteor, and they've released their sophomore record Nearer, which is now out wherever you find your tunes. We have David Coventry on the line, I believe, coming to us from Port Neck here, Wellington. Good morning to you, David. How are we?
Good morning, Zach. Very good. I'm actually in Diamond Harbour.
That's right, not Wellington.
everyone else lives in Wellington. That's the trick.
That is such a trick, man. Do you consider Diamond Harbour to be the Meteor HQ?
Meteor HQ, as it says on our album, where the everything was produced at Meteor HQ, is the meta term for all our bedrooms, basements, mini studios, etc. In Wellington, Kapiti Coast, Diamond Harbour.
Nice. So this album, Nearer, before we get too into the weeds on it, it's kind of a Frankenstein. It's all pitched together from different stuff that people, I assume, have sent you to mix and master.
Oh, no, not necessarily. We all took a week off work last October, and we all gathered at our keyboard player and singer's place, Sarah's place in South Raumati in Kapiti Coast in Wellington, and we turned a basement into a studio for the week. Well, longer than that, actually, about 10 days. And we recorded all the drums, all the bass, got lots of the vocals down. The thing that took me the longest was doing my guitars, and then mixing the thing. Takes me a while to mix the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why. There's so much guitar on this thing. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, thanks, man.
They're lovely.
Yeah.
I've been talking to... Every time I have people from not Dunedin, I like to ask them how they think the local election in their local area turned out. Feel free to not answer if you'd rather not. But how do you feel about the local Christchurch election that wrapped up two-ish weeks
ago? This is really weird. This shows how much of a Wellingtonian I still am. I don't know what happened here. Oh, no, I do. No, I lie. I do. The same guy got in, and which was predictable and very boring and a bit annoying. But sort of happy of what happened in Wellington. It's just sad that Tory Whānau missed out on the
Māori ward.
Yeah, that was disappointing. But boring here. Okay, in Wellington.
After this chat, you have to look up a guy called Tubby Hansen, because he's a guy who's been he's been running in every Christchurch local election since 1969, and he hasn't gotten in ever. So I recommend you have a look at him. He's a very fascinating person, very very fascinating indeed. Now,
this year I was born, so there's a connection there.
True, maybe you never know. Long lost brother. The new album, Nearer, has a seagull on the cover against just a kind of a void of blackness. It's illustrated by bassist and vocalist Izzy Joy Te Aho White. Did you guys vote for the seagull in Bird of the Year?
Oh, no, we didn't. It's an albatross.
Oh, it's an albatross.
Yeah, it's an albatross.
Oh, really? They all look the same.
Well, I believe it's an albatross.
Oh, it looks like an albatross. Now that you say it, I can't get it out of my mind.
I don't believe we did, to answer your question, which is an oversight, obviously.
Not all consistent. No. Do you know why in particular Izzy chose an albatross for the cover?
Yeah, she said she was listening to my early mixes, and the image that came to her was a flight of distance, of aloneness, and that kind of thing, and so she just began drawing this beautiful bird, and as soon as she showed it, I was like, that's it, nothing else is allowed on the cover, it's just going to be the bird. So I hope people, when they see a bird in the shops, they know that it's our album, because it's I think it's kind of iconic looking myself. But,
It is very, very iconic. It kind of reminds me a little bit of like a couple of Def Heaven album covers, just in sort of that minimalist style for such a noisy band, you know? It's good.
Yeah. We're not particularly minimalist in our sound, so... Yeah. And I saw the picture and I went through a few words and then I just came upon Nera.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't easily explain the connection between the two, but it felt right.
Well, yeah. The album, it feels like a voyage in a lot of ways. Like you are, as a listener, an albatross gliding over all these beautiful, intense soundscapes that are kind of raging below you, and you're kind of eventually storming through it at different points, but you come out the other side every time, you know?
Yeah, awesome. No, that's a beautiful way of listening to it. Yeah, it is pretty turbulent. There's lots of ways we go about writing songs, and there's different song types on the album, and yeah, I think it works really well as a whole, and I'm really proud of it.
I mentioned before there's quite a lot of guitar on this thing. The opener, Mountains, is quite gorgeous with a very sort of My Bloody Valentine sort of feel, especially when those roaring guitars come in around the 420 mark. How do you balance those guitars so they don't completely overpower the song? You know, when can you tell too much guitar is too much guitar?
It takes a lot of trial and error, to tell the truth, and re-recording those guitars over and over. I just went through many different tunings to try and get that sound, that ginormous sound. I think my guitar was every note was tuned to a C or something, and I just put a screwdriver on it and I played out that melodic riff with a screwdriver. And that's how I eventually got the sound, and you know, reverbs and all that kind of stuff as well. But it took me a long time to get there, and it came down to the tunings of the guitar.
It's quite a science. It kind of reminds me of maybe Mark Rothko's paintings, which weren't just composed of paint. He also used glue and egg whites to develop the consistency, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's a few things like that. You know, there's some samples there on the album that sort of came about just as I was trying to mix the thing. I was like, this needs something else. And for example, the song Ages, or The Ages, which is the last song on the album, it just wasn't working at the start, and so there was my porridge bowl beside me with a spoon in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit it, scraped it around, and went, oh, that's a cool sound, and I just looped it, and it became the intro to the song, and it now feels to me like that has to have always been there, but it wasn't the case, it was the last thing that happened.
Quick tangent, I'm a big porridge man. What are you rocking in your porridge?
At the moment, a bit of cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a little bit of turmeric.
Turmeric, okay.
Yeah, just a tiny little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, banana.
Nice.
Occasionally a bit of date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I reckon chucking some peanut butter in that bad boy. It adds a bit of crunch.
Oh my god.
Mm.
I'm currently on a diet.
Does that exclude peanut butter? Or? Now, this isn't only significant for being the band's second LP, sophomore project, but it also has a solid amount of reo, much more, I think, maybe than your last album. How does it feel to kind of, you know, have this project imbued with more of that beautiful language from Izzy?
Yeah, it's incredibly special. You know, I don't speak to Rayo, unfortunately, but I speak her language in the other way, you know, the musical language, and that's just an extension of it. And her singing to Rayo adds a depth to the music that transcends lyrics for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very meaningful for all of us, and in some ways we are there to support her in this act of, you know, it's a brave act, but I think I'm speaking. I hope I'm not speaking out of class here, but I think it's becoming easier for her and more confidence. And I think her best melodies are actually coming into Reo, and I think perhaps maybe the language just suits really fucking, excuse me, really bloody loud guitars in a, you know, kind of dreamy type way as we do it.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. You mentioned that there's a musical language between you two. Now, I concur. I heard on BFM that you have a shared love of Emma Ruth Rundle with Izzy. You said it was a musical touchstone for you two. Who are some other touchstones for you guys with this record?
This record. Oh, crap. It's always a hard one, you know. There's always your favourites, and everyone comes from different places. Like our Sarah, her favourite band at the moment is Cyril, from Switzerland. I think it's Cyril. You know, we see bands, and we go to see bands, and we sort of take things, but to tell you the truth, the biggest influence is us in a room together. That's honestly. John plays. John's our other guitarist. He has an ambient guitar thing called Box of Hammers. It's just really beautiful, and he uses a million amazing pedals. And when he comes into Hail Meteor, he still has the pedals, but most of the time he's not touching them. He's just. Because of how we play in the room together, he doesn't need to. And so, yeah, I really do think that's the biggest influence on us. And just reactions from people. Like, I'll play a song to people and I'll just watch them, you know, an early mix or something. I'll just watch them and ask them, and their reaction might have a bigger influence on me than anything I've been listening to for the last 6 months. Yeah,
That's awesome. The ability to kind of play off of a reaction is that's hard to do. I did see when you were on BFM, you also suggested Belter Space, Cocteau Twins, Mogwai. Are those things that you and Izzy have a shared joy of?
Me and Izzy. Well, you know, I shouldn't just say it's me and Izzy. It's this whole band. But I mean, me and Izzy come from different generations. She's 18 years younger than me, so. There's things that cross over, but a lot of things sort of don't. I don't know if she's ever listened to a Belter Space album, for example. The Mogwai track, that was for John, because John, that's his favourite band. I don't really know them that well, to tell the truth. If it was just me, you know, I'd have Neil Young, Belter Space, Roy Harper, and Sonic Youth and My Bloody Valentine, probably, you know, as the influences on me. There wouldn't be any crossover, probably, with Izzy, because, you know, her listening comes from, you know, the basis of her listening comes from a different generation, so... We just like sound. I think it's the way to put it. And if something makes us happy, it makes us really happy. And that's, you know, that's bigger than a band name, I think. But it's interesting talking about this stuff. It's the influences I had when I was a teenager and in my 20s playing in bands. It was the bands around me who were more influential, really, than the bands we were listening to. Just watching your mate playing the guitar, you know, that kind of thing. And in the 90s, of course, there was HDU. I kind of knew those guys and played with them a few times back in the 90s. I think they're quite a big unconscious influence on how I try and go about a song sometimes, just because I, yeah, they really took, they came out of nowhere in a way. They were so extraordinarily original when they first hit the scene, and still are.
I saw Tristan from HDU play under the name Kahu at the first show for Lines of Flight here in Dunedin, which is an experimental music festival. I can definitely see some similarities between the works.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I think they might have been aware of my first band, which sort of was doing, trying to go in that direction, but. I remember when I, like my first band, there were people saying, oh, there's this band who sound like you, they're called HDU. And I was like, really? I'm really sure, you know, there's a dumb 23-year-old or whatever. And then finally they came to town and I went and sat there and watched them and I went, oh my God, they're nothing. I can't do that. I can't do that. They are so good. They are so beyond, you know. And I've just been so proud of everything they've done ever since.
I think there's one more thing I want to touch on about this record, and it's got some really catchy moments, which kind of threw me off a little bit, like the bass line and synth vocal combination on Most at Ease. Do you think that the kind of catchy moments on this differ much from your previous effort? You know, was that a conscious move to make some more kind of pop pockets?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. It was quite funny. We played a show January last year and it was a really fun show. We really enjoyed it and the crowd enjoyed it. And there was a video of it. So we're watching that and we're all like, it's funny. People are trying to dance. So I wrote on our Discord thing, I said, Izzy, we need a dance song. And literally, it was like 5 or 10 minutes later, she sent back a demo of Most at Ease. So, yeah, that was definitely a thing to try and create a dance song. Yeah, I'm not sure if it is a dance song, but it's...
It's dancey. I mean...
It's dancey.
Yeah, dancey.
It's very poppy.
I think that's a really awesome thing to go into because I've been to so many gigs where it's like real heavy or more experimental or noisy or whatever, and I want to get my energy up, but I'm not sure quite how to match the rhythm or the vibe of the thing. So I really appreciate the fact that you guys have done that. Do you have any plans to come on a cheeky tour or at least a appearance down south here in Otipoti? Is that on the cards for the remainder of this year or next year?
We would love to. It's just a matter of trying to get up the enthusiasm of people and try and make it financially possible, because it's really tricky these days. Mm-hmm. But we would absolutely love to. I mean, I know our record's there. You can buy our record at Relic Records, so it's stocked in Dunedin, which is really nice to know. So go out and buy it. And we'd love to come down if we can figure out how to do it. Because, hell, I love Dunedin. It's one of my favourite places in New Zealand.
It's a great spot.
Yeah, it's an amazing place.
And Relics, you mentioned Relics, your vinyl's at Relics. They've just moved to a beautiful big store. So if you haven't been already, go in there, maybe snag a copy of Nera by Hail Media. Thank you for coming on the program today, David. I really appreciate it. Do you have any last words or thoughts or words of wisdom for our lovely audience?
No, just go out and enjoy the music. Go to gigs. Go have fun. Go to gigs.
And dance.
And dance.
And dance as well.
Even if you can't dance the music, dance.
Figure out a way, baby. Yeah. Alrighty, thank you so much, David. I really appreciate
it. Awesome. Thanks, Zach. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, man. That was David Coventry coming to us from Diamond Bay. We're talking to him about Hail Meteor's new record, Nera, which is in stock in Relics. You also find it on all the streaming sites.
was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.